shift your weight, don't stare. And for God's sake, whatever you do.
Hello and welcome to March Madness.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Sarah.
And this is a mini episode where we're going to talk about something Brad Pitt should have been in. This week, we're going to tell you about how we think Brad Pitt should host SNL.
It's a movie. Everyone's favorite movie, SNL.
Everyone's favorite movie. Some new losers. That's what it stands for. Anyway, okay, so I found out recently that Brad Pitt has never hosted SNL, which is weird because Brad Pitt's great, obviously, and SNL has a lot of celebrities that go on it.
Also, it's been on for like a really long time.
It's been on the air as long as Brad Pitt's been working.
Surely they've run out of celebrities by now.
Nope.
Like the bucket's starting to get low. They stick their hand in the bucket and he's like running around.
He's like fingers
like, oh no, 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 don't pick me.
Don't pick me, don't pick me.
Maybe he's got stage fright.
Oh, Brad.
Like, he's fine on set, but you put him in front of a live studio audience.
He hasn't done any theater.
That's true.
As far as I know.
I don't know. Seems like surely he's... I mean, he gets, like, awards and stuff. This is a really... I should know the answer to this. Has Brad won an Oscar?
No, he's been not... Well, he has not won an Oscar for acting. He has won for producing. He won for producing 12 Years a Slave. He did not win... for acting in 12 Monkeys, which is the only time he's been nominated for an acting award.
What the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. He's great.
What the fuck?
What's
we
the
just gave level? Leo a friggin' Oscar because he was sad about it and his eyes are too small. Okay? Brad's ears are too small. Give him a freaking Oscar.
He has one eye that's smaller than the other eye.
He's got wonky eyes. Once you see it, you are never, ever, ever going to unsee it. But we love him.
We love him. And so does America, and so should the cast of SNL.
Yeah, this seems like a really, like, no-brainer, like, Shadoy. I feel like he must be turning them down repeatedly. I feel like they call his house every weekend, and they're like, Brad, please. And he's like, I just, like, have a lot going on right now.
I'm going through a lot of stuff.
I have to go. My tea is boiling.
Here's my dream episode. Brad Pitt with special musical guest star Frank Ocean.
Oh my god.
Wouldn't that be cute? And then they could be in a skit together.
Oh my god. They love each other. It's super relevant.
Yeah.
Do you guys know right, that Brad and Frank are friends? And was it
sort of?
Frank wore a shirt with Brad Pitt on it.
Yeah.
So
not as good as my Brad shirt, but still pretty good.
That
Frank.
Is so great. And yeah, Brad said he's been listening to a lot of Frank Ocean in the interview. So listen.
Maybe Brad is like, I'm not going to do it unless Frank is in it.
And Frank's like, I'm not going to do it unless Brad is in it.
Just but like, they don't talk.
And we don't know that they don't talk.
I guess.
They could have each other's number and talk every weekend. And Frank's like, how you doing, man? And Brad's like, I'm all right, but how are you doing? And Frank's like, I'm all right.
Sounds funny.
maybe that one song. So maybe Solo's about Brad Pitt.
You don't gotta go solo.
Because they were doing a lot of, Brad's doing a lot of drugs, too.
It's true.
The rumor mill's at it again.
No, so as we've been saying, Brad Pitt is really good at immersing himself into a vibe. You know, he can fit in. He's a little chameleon.
Right, he did great on Friends. He's good hosting because of that.
Yeah. No, I mean, just like, I feel like Brad Pitt has shown enough versatility but enough goofiness that he could blend into a number of different sketches. I think that we are at a point where Brad Pitt, in doing his sort of late night press tour that he's been doing for War Machine, I think that he's at a point right now where I feel like he's able to sort of make fun of himself, and I feel like that's going to be ripe for milking for sketches. I feel like he's really obviously super willing to be goofy and ham it up, so you could do any number of like weird things like that sketch where Chris Pine was in, where they all secretly are really into RuPaul's Drag Race. I feel like Brad could do something like that, you know? He's good at making fun of masculinity. He's good at making fun of himself. He's good at being a team player. He's good at not stealing the show, which is really important for SNL. I think one of the problems that we run into with SNL and one of the criticisms that I've read is that various players and various hosts don't work well together and people end up overpowering one another, so you don't actually get to know like what's going on. And I think Brad would be really good at allowing the other players to shine through while still sort of like stealing, like being like, hey, I'm Brad. He would be a good host. And he can't sing, so you don't have to have one of those stupid fucking musical numbers to open the sketch. He doesn't have to do a fucking musical monologue, which is why I stopped watching SNL, because I was tired of watching a fucking musical monologue every week. Ugh!
I think that Brad Pitt is still at the forefront of America's hearts. I think he's more relevant than ever before. It would be, like, funny and cool to have Brad Pitt. You know, Brad Pitt's, like, funny and cool again.
Yeah.
It's something that I'm really enjoying watching happen. I'm like, look at him go.
Look at him.
He's, like, because we've been through so many, like, celebrity arcs. And, like, you know, the old dudes are, like, a lot of them are getting kind of blasé. But some of them are kind of coming back. And you're, like, they're still cool.
Yeah, Brad Pitt's still cool. I wouldn't want Brad Pitt to come to my 4th of July barbecue.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And, like, obviously, he's still cool. And, like, we love him and think that he's cool. But, like, I just think that, like, there's, like, a certain level of, like, celebrity nostalgia that we're going through right
now. Definitely.
But we want, like, a remix. And, like, Brad is getting remixed right now with his divorce and his, you know, new perspectives and all that.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, I'm into it. Consider also Brad Pitt in the Inside SoCal sketch that Kyle Mooney and Beck Bennett do, where they play, like, stereotypical California teens, like, doing their radio show or their, like, stupid broadcast show in the garage, and Brad Pitt's their, like, stoner Schaefer friend. It'd be really funny. That's the sketch idea I have. You can have it, guys. Good luck.
I wish I was more familiar with SNL so that I could chime in on that. But I believe in it, and I fund it.
Thank you.
I GoFund it.
Thank you.
I kickstart it.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to have you guys start a Twitter campaign, hashtag Brad on SNL. Tweet at anyone on SNL. Tweet at Chris Kelly, at Kyle Mooney.
Guys, I'm sure they've never considered this before.
At SNL. I don't know who else is on SNL right now.
All of them.
Just all of them. At Will Ferrell.
Each one. And then we need to get Brad Pitt to get a Twitter so we can tweet at him.
At Brad Pitt.
At Brad Pitt.
At March Bradness.
At March Bradness.
Anyways, hashtag Brad on SNL. Let us know your thoughts through Twitter, at March Bradness, through Facebook, March Bradness, through our website, marchbradness.net.
Through our Instagram, march.bradness.
Yeah, definitely. Send us some pictures, send us some opinions, send us some thoughts, some feelings. And please, dear God, can we have Brad Pitt on SNL?
Please.
He would save the show.
He would.
Yeah.
He would pick it up from its bootstraps and pull it up.
Even though I guess it's doing really well right now. Again, I haven't watched it in a very long time. I'm, like, doing okay mentally, so I'm watching a lot less SNL.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, food for thought. Knock it around in the noggin. And we'll see you next week with our next episode, which is
The Curious Case of Benjamin Button
versus The Favor.
Boo, 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 boo.
Cool. Okay, bye.
Bye.